Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, there's another aspect of, you know, what moves God's heart. And I was reading this morning in Psalms, and this is God speaking, and he's basically rebuking Israel. And he says, "Oh, my people, listen as I speak. You know, hear the charges I have against you." And this is what he says, and I thought it was interesting. He says, "I am God, your God. I have no complaint about your sacrifices or your burnt offerings or all the things you constantly offer. But I don't need your bulls from your barns or your goats from your pens. This, for all the animals of the forest are mine." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
"And I own all the cattle on 1,000 hills. And we love to quote that scripture.
Right.
You know, oh, God, you know, he can do anything. He owns everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen to the rest of it. He says, "I know every bird on the mountains and all the animals of the field are mine." He says, "If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. For all the world is mine and everything in it." So he doesn't need anything from us substantially. He doesn't want anything that we can give him in out of our pockets. Because right. It all came from him anyway.
Exactly.
But this is what he wants. This is what he does want. He says, "Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God, and keep the vows you made to the Most High." Think about that. Be thankful. He says, "Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God, and keep the vows you made to the Most High."
Wow.
Isn't that something? He says, "Then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you."
Wow.
"And you will give me glory."
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that something?
Isn't that amazing? Because that's just it. That's what we're doing when we're bringing our tithe and our offering and giving to God. We're not giving to God because he needs something.
Yeah.
God don't need your 2 pennies. You know what I'm saying?
It's all
he doesn't need that.
He wants it's all about our hearts. You know, are we going to be thankful? You know, when he does bless us with that job or, you know, or whatever, your house or, you know, all the stuff that he does, how he took care of you from that storm you went through, or when you went through that bad time or you lost your job, whatever it is. You know, were you thankful? You know, did you appreciate what I did for you?
Right.
And then further on, he says in verse 23, he says, this is chapter 50 of Psalms, he says, "But give thanks as a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal the salvation of God."
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that something? It makes me think about my kids, you know, what just moves your heart when you just love them so much. You know, they don't do anything, and you just look at them, and you're just like, man, I just love that kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Of course, there's times when I don't have that feeling. But for the most part, and, you know, you want to just give them gifts, and you give them gifts, and then you just want to hear it. Mm-hmm. And they just turn around and just give this big hug and say, thank you, Dad. And it just moves your heart.
Right.
You know, think about how God feels about us. Mm-hmm. When we were if we would actually say, thank you, God, you know, for, you know, just the simplest things.
Right.
You know, I was just, something happened this morning. I walked out the door and left half of my keys. I got these 2 key rings I keep together. And one of them is very important. And I left it on the table. And all of a sudden, God says, hey, you forgot your keys. Which would have been very bad when I got here this morning and I wouldn't be able to get in.
Right.
And I just stopped because God had reminded me about how, because I just went off when he showed me this. It's like, I just started thanking him, just thanking him, thanking him. Other things I could think of. I said, God, thank you for not letting me forget my keys and me standing outside waiting on somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
Just the simplest thing. You know, just acknowledging him.
Right.
That's so powerful because it reminds me of there's so many things that we're tempted to take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things. And it's like, you know what? It's not just saying thank you with our lips because, you know what I'm saying? It's living a life that says thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know, so many times Isaiah says, you know, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like, I'm not only going to tell you that I'm thankful, God, also going to show you.
Exactly.
In fact, I'm going to love you.
If You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.